Back here on WBAL, Brett Hollander joined by the Orioles Director of Player Development, Brian Graham. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So we're about a month into the season in the minor leagues. Tell me some opening thoughts about what you've observed so far.
Well, I'm pleased. I'm pleased because the teams are playing well. We have guys that are performing well. I think overall you can see a definite change in the culture. There's just an attitude and a belief, and, you know, it's different. Things are getting better, and it starts with the Major League club and Dan and Buck and resonates down through the minor league. So I'm happy with the way things are going.
Yeah, right now you look very similar to last year. That AAA is going to be kind of a ultimate breeding ground for guys the Orioles might need on a given day, week, month, you name it. But below that, from the Orioles' other minor league organizations and teams, a lot of prospects trying to filter their way up to the top of the Orioles organization. Let's start with perhaps the top prospect playing right now in Kevin Gausman. Kevin's five starts in. What do you see right now from Kevin? That strikeout-to-walk ratio kind of jumps off the page.
Well, you certainly like what he's doing, and it's about experience. He threw the ball extremely well in Major League spring training. At this point right now, you know, he shows you velocity. He shows you a plus changeup. There's some improvement that's needed with the slider and the command. But, you know, Gausman needs to pitch every fifth day, and he needs experience, and he needs to learn the routines of professional baseball. And I think people underestimate the value of learning to pitch every fifth day. It's not that easy with the bullpen and the throwing program and the mental pressure. So you don't just jump out of a college program into a pro program and expect to have instant success. And Gaz is doing a good job.
Brian, what about his teammate, Henry Urrutia? And he's kind of burst onto the scene here. I was at his press conference in Sarasota when the Orioles signed him. It's a big deal to get a Cuban defector. I don't think anyone really knows what they have here because he hadn't played in about 2 years, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And with Urrutia, you know, first of all, he has great makeup and a great work ethic, and he's been very impressive just from his approach to playing the game. He looks like he's going to be able to swing the bat. He's a guy that wants to be a player. You look at the look on his face and the look in his eye, and you think you have something, and you see him hit a fastball, and, you know, he has a chance. There's areas that he has to learn. It's the defense, the base running, the daily preparation. You know, there's going to be times when you think you might be struggling because he's having trouble with off-speed pitches. But like you said, it's been 2 years. So when he gets about 200 at-bats into the season, we'll be able to evaluate him even better.
So you almost can't even evaluate where he is right now until, what, June, July, right?
Really, that's accurate. I wouldn't. If, you know, it would be unfair to everybody involved if we're going to evaluate him. I mean, he hit a backspin fastball out of the park in Bowie the other day to center field, which, when guys do stuff like that, you see that there's definite talent. But the ability to play every day and make the adjustments necessary against the competition he's playing against, we'll find out, you know, about 200 at-bats into this. We'll have a better feel for him.
Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development, with us here on WBAL. Let's jump up to Norfolk and Jonathan Scope. First, the decision to play him this year at shortstop. What was behind that choice by the organization, Brian?
Well, you believe that if a guy can play shortstop, he can move to second, he can move to third. The reality is we've seen him play second base, and he's very good. We've seen him play third base, and he's very good. And the fact that he can play shortstop adds value. He's just a kid. You know, Jonathan Scope is a kid that we're pushing, and in an ideal world, maybe you would have liked to start him in Double-A again because he didn't exactly have the offensive numbers that were spectacular last year, but because of his maturity and his mental toughness and his makeup and his ability level, I thought AAA was the right place to play him. And, you know, regardless of his numbers, the development process is going to be great.
LJ Hose has come on hard these last few weeks after a tough start with the Tides. Of course, he was pretty productive last year in AAA. People forget LJ's not all that old. Is he someone who, if needed down the road later this year, the Orioles needed him in some sort of platoon role, or maybe if someone went down for some sort of unfortunate injury, that LJ is at that point where he might be able to produce right now in the big leagues?
Yeah, you know, for me, he is. He's a right-handed bat. He's a guy that's solid in left field and right field. He's a good base runner. He's a smart player. He can swing the bat. He can hit, and you never want to have an injury, but if something happened, he'd be a definite consideration.
Let's go down to Frederick. Nick Delmonico, who was getting off to just a torrid start this year, unfortunately, He suffered a concussion, so he's on the 7-day disabled list with that concussion. But you have to like the early returns for such a young player already in the Carolina League.
Yeah, again, another great makeup guy, a guy with terrific work ethic, a terrific plan. He goes to the ballpark every day and knows exactly what he needs to do to get ready to play. And, you know, he's grown up to be a big kid. He's big and strong and talented and, you know, swings the bat left-handed. And we're playing him at third base this year, which is a change. And I think it's something that if he can hit and play third base, you've got yourself a pretty good player. And unfortunately, the concussion has sidelined him, but he has started some light baseball activity, and he's passed his concussion test, so he's headed the right direction.
Delmonico had two early home runs this year, Brian. Is he someone who could develop into a legitimate power hitter? Does he project in that way?
I think he does because of his size and his swing. And by power hitter, if he hits 20 to 25 home runs, we're happy. It's an on-base percentage. It's a batting average. It's, you know, the ability to score runs and drive runs in. This guy has a chance to be a pretty good player and a pretty complete player. And he really understands the strike zone. Probably the most special and unique quality about him is he understands the strike zone and gets a good pitch to hit. So that's what makes him special.
And finally, let's end on Glenn Davis. I know he's still very, very young, but he had a great start playing for Frederick. And his speed, I guess, is what separates him from the rest of the Orioles minor leaguers, right?
Well, he's a tools guy, and he's getting bigger and stronger, and, you know, he's trying to figure out the Carolina League a little bit. And talented guy. He's going to run the ball down the center field. He's going to steal you some bases. You know, he's going to swing the bat. But I like to chalk his start up to it's early, and he'll get better, and you know, things are going to go the right direction for him.
Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development. Brian, thank you so much. We'll catch you up again in a couple months, I hope.
Okay, no problem. Anytime.
That's Brian Graham. We're back with more next here on W.